Good morning. It is a Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. And speaking of Friday, May 3rd, 7 p.m. at the Linda, there's a celebration for Pete Seeger's 100th birthday, the centennial. I always think about the Pete Seeger documentary, Alan, when you talk about being at Bucks Rock Work Camp, when you saw Pete Seeger for the first time, and of course those songs like Abby Yo-Yo and Darlene Corey.
Yeah, we were there. The only time I ever played golf, I had a friend, Jeff Ryder, and we were playing one hole golf. And we looked up, and there on the porch was this guy, and he was surrounded by young people. And he said, "Let's go see what that is." And then we went and saw what that was, and life changed. It wasn't only me. It was so many people. You know, David, you and I both know that you meet anybody, and you say the words Pete Seeger, and everybody's got a story. They met him. Their car broke down. He helped them. And, you know, just extraordinary. 1-800-323-9262. But don't do that before 9. You can go right now to WAMC.org, and we'd love to have you with us. Happy Traum will be doing the singing, and there's nobody better to do that. Happy and Pete are old friends. They grand sing out together. Every time Pete saw Happy, he'd grab him, no matter how many people were around, and you would talk to him and spend time with him.
And there everyone will be on Friday, May 3rd at 7 p.m. at the Linda. You can pledge for your tickets now at WAMC.org. And it's all going into the lockbox.
Every bit of it.
Well, let's move to the news of the day, Alan. Democratic Representative Jerry Connolly yesterday threatened jail time for White House officials who declined to comply with Congressional Committee's efforts to conduct oversight. Of course, well-known subpoenas now.
That's right, David. You have to put yourself in their places. Now, you got a president who has no loyalty to anybody, and he keeps throwing them under the bus. He keeps firing them. So now you get a top congressional guy saying, if you don't comply with the subpoenas, you will go to jail, or you may go to jail, sounding very, very determined about that. So you've got to make up your mind. Do I want to go to jail? Do I have a wife and children? Or do I have a husband and children? What is it that makes me think that he'll be there for me? What, he's going to pardon me if there's a problem? It's going to go to the Supreme Court. Who knows what they're going to do? So now there is that moment. We've seen it before, in which somebody has to decide whether to lie for this guy or whether to say, I'm not going to comply with the subpoena and face jail or even prison, or do what's right. Just tell the truth. You got a subpoena, you go and you testify.
Meanwhile, the president is blasting the poll probe as an attempted coup.
Well, of course he will. He'll say anything. What, 10,000 lies, something like that? I don't think that there's anybody who takes this all seriously, what anything that he says anymore, because nothing has any credibility. One day he's the victim, one day he's the aggressor. You know, it just is extraordinary. I thought Biden's remarks in his opening salvo were correct. For him to say, I looked and saw the pictures and saw the president's basic false equivalency, saying they're good people on both sides. Well, that's right. He's playing to a base. He knows it. And Biden is saying, we can't have that in this country. Boy, I really admired that.
Let's stick with former Vice President Joe Biden for a minute. How about the idea that the obvious question of whether former President Barack Obama will endorse him? Biden says, I asked Obama not to endorse me.
Well, first of all, there are endorsements and there are endorsements. We saw, for example, Andrew Cuomo come out and say that Biden was his favorite. But when I asked him, is that an endorsement? He said, no. Then you saw Barack Obama yesterday saying great things about Biden, but not formally endorsing. Look, when it comes down to the end, and it's really close, I suspect we're going to hear from Obama on Biden. And there's going to be an awful lot of pictures of the 8 years of the two guys together. And speaking of two guys together, I'm willing to put money on the table. And that's not a real bet. It's just one of the things we say because somebody will write me and say, you owe me money. I'm willing to make that bet that when it's all done, Biden will have a female running mate, and it will probably be a running mate of color. So I'm thinking that Biden understands what happened with Anita Hill. It wasn't pleasant. That committee did not do right. He says so. He obviously spoke to her and in a hope to repair the rift. She went to the New York Times and others and said, it's not enough yet. You know, when one is handled very badly, one remembers those things. Nevertheless, who is she better off with, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Well, and you mentioned Governor Andrew Cuomo. He's indicated he's opening his fundraising network to Biden.
Well, there is no question in my mind that Biden is Cuomo's favorite. He's told us that. He's told me that several times. Trump calls him Sleepy Joe. Biden. He said, well, you know, Biden can't handle President Xi. What, and you can? Or Putin, who has basically been accused of infiltrating the U.S. government? This is an extraordinary thing that the United States has gotten itself into, and Biden is saying it.
Well, Alan, fresh off the 1 o'clock yesterday with Dr. Bick Wank on anxiety and depression. Here's a study the very next day. Americans' stress, worry, and anger intensified in 2018, even as the economy roared. More Americans were stressed, angry, and worried last year than they have been in most points during the past decade.
Well, I've never seen anything like it. The divisions in American population are frightening. We had Rich Honan on yesterday. Now, Rich Honan is a conservative. He likes Trump. I don't, as everybody who listens to this knows. Nevertheless, the mail that I got was so extraordinary, so mean. Look, it's a panel. If we have a panel and we have Rich Honan on, and he says things that an awful lot of people, including me, don't like, that's good. That's not bad. That's what makes a panel a panel. Come on, folks.
And what makes our radio station? It's a community, and you have a chance to come together on Friday, May 3rd, Pete Seeger's 100th birthday with the whole group at the Linda at 7 p.m. Be with us.
Can't wait. We'll all be singing together.
WAMC.org for tickets.